Good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins WKNO each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
So what's the truth? Is grilling really hazardous to your health? While it's true that eating meats grilled at high temperatures can be harmful, the key to keeping your backyard barbecue carcinogen-free is simple: low heat. 325 degrees is the magic number. If you're planning on firing up the grill this 4th of July, here are some ways you can reduce cooking time, temperature, and carcinogens. 1. Cut the fat. Fattier meats are more prone to charring, so choose lean cuts of meat and trim the fat before grilling. 2. Think acids. Thick marinades that contain honey or sugar can cause meat to char, so apply them to your meat only in the last 2 minutes of grilling. Or better yet, try a lemon or vinegar-based marinade. 3. Get bored. Try grilling your meat over a cedar plank, or simply wrap your food in foil. And last, trash the ash. Once dinner is over and your grill has cooled completely, clean it and replace all the charcoal. Residual meat and fat drippings can continue to cook and become carcinogenic. Happy 4th of July. This is Sharon Moore for Church Health.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life. Because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more. Life Matters is made possible on WKNO by Southern College of Optometry, raising awareness around the challenges faced by those living with low vision conditions. Resources to help the visually impaired person in your life are at missingmemphis.com.